This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I love Xavier Worthy. 4-2-1, fastest dude ever in the 40-yard dash. Look, I've been on a team with Ted Ginn Jr. before, and I've seen firsthand how speed can affect defenses, how speed can affect safeties. I talked to multiple agents and multiple people at the combine when I was doing my stuff on NFL Network for it. Even before he ran a 4-2-1, he was a first-round receiver. Not only the punt return ability, you can imagine this new kickoff rule. He's going to get some stuff, but you can just throw him a screen like that and like he's gone.
Longtime backup quarterback Chase Daniel talking about Xavier Worthy, who was Bulldogs number one, right?
Outside of Odunze or Neighbors, I suppose. Like outside of a big trade up, it's a, you know, you get me to the high teens, low 20s. You want to go get Xavier Worthy? I'm here for it. He of the group that I would even say I like him more than Brian Thomas Jr. He's my favorite outside of the top three. So I guess he's my wide receiver four if I had a board, because you know, I'm not going to say I like him more than those big three guys, but those big three guys are going to cost you a double, triple, quadruple what Worthy might cost.
I agree, by the way. He would be my number four. I would say the same. Because his stats are better. More, you know, plenty of production. The awful, historically bad yards per route run stats on Thomas and Mitchell are deal breakers for me. I would not want to draft them at all because they just were not consistently good enough college producers. No matter how good their team was, who else was on it, that sort of it's a failing metric. There are always exceptions in stats and in sports, and I recognize that. But in a year where there are so many options, I would stay away from the guys who get only comped to total busts of players in the last decade who've been drafted in the first two rounds. So Worthy does not have that, you know,
right,
blight on his record.
The fear with him, the blight on his record, if that's not too strong a word, is that he's only 170 pounds soaking wet, like is the turn of phrase.
And as everybody points out, including our guest earlier, recent examples of players who have been likewise have done great.
I'm not going to be scared off of it. That's one of the reasons why I like the idea. I've been after speed for this team at receiver for going on 5 years now. And What's our best try at it was Deonte Hardy, I guess. And like, what did he play? 8% of the snaps or something? I don't know. Like, he hardly even got on the field. So get me a guy. And it's not just that he's going to back teams off like Chase Daniel is saying there, like Ted Ginn did years ago with Carolina when he was there with him. I think there is a well-rounded, a fully formed player there too. I think the only negative on him is that he's not that big. And so you're going to worry about whether he can take the beating. I mean, it's nice. Our guest in the 4 o'clock hour, Ryan Fowler, mentioned Tank Dell had the same concerns last year, and he showed up and had a great rookie year. And guess what? He got his leg snapped in half eventually. I mean, that can happen to a guy who's 6'3", 222. I know. I'm just saying, like, it did happen to the smallish receiver last year. So we'll
hopefully
see.
Hopefully, if you draft this player, you don't have him blocking interior right, on right. goal line. That like seems Tank Dell.
Good idea. Yeah.
I would avoid that.
So I think there's a lot to like about Worthy. That idea has grown on me as the weeks have gone by here and as we're sitting here hours away from round one. That's a great outcome to me.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog on WGR and on our Facebook live feed today until 6 anyway. Brought to you by Quilted Squirrel. Check us out over there. Andre is next. Hello, Andre.
Good evening, gentlemen. Just happy draft day. Hey, Bulldog, man. Once again, I got to bring Mike Evans several years ago. We got a receiver tonight.
Andre, we're real sorry. It's not going well. Your phone is. We got a lousy connection with you. So
try us back. Yeah. Maybe it'll work better. Dan is next. Hello, Dan.
Hey guys, how are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
Just wanted to get into a conversation. I've kind of heard a couple of things, especially around here in the Indy area. They're really talking about if Bowers slipped at 15. And obviously I'm not we know we need pass catchers, we know we need weapons, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, is it crazy enough to think that Bean could possibly target Bowers? And now you're running formations with Bowers, Kincaid, and Knox. It just kind of reminds me of the early 2000s Patriots that gave so many teams matchup problems. Obviously, you do have to address the X receiver or the Z if you're trying to clear the field for these guys. I do get that, and they could still do it later in the draft. I just wonder, I don't know if they could do a trade-up and justify that, but just want to hear your thoughts about that formation. And thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
Okay. I would be stunned beyond words, which would be tough in this gig, if the Bills considered this. I don't like the idea at all. I love this player, but they have a $13 million tight end that has already been passed by a guy they drafted last year at tight end. My cupboard's full. Like I'm all set. So I mean, I like Bowers a lot. I just do not think there is a fit. This team needs home run capability, and as nice a player as Bowers, I think will probably end up being, and Kincaid may end up being, they are not home run hitters. And the Bills got to be shopping for a big bat here, I think.
Kincaid himself was already a stretch for the Bills. The idea, you know. Whether you're in trouble for calling him a tight end because, you know, he has these other skills. My head would spin if they picked them. Even like, they're not going to get to Bowers, and I doubt they're even considering it. But one of the day two tight ends, if the Bills added a pick maybe, like, would that actually happen? Ben Sinnott or Jatavion Sanders, one of these guys? Like, well what if we did? I don't know. That sounds like how bad teams talk. When you really don't have the stake, you know, you just don't have the big talent. So we're going to try to look over there.
Right.
I just, Samuel represents that to me, to the Bills, and I like the player, but it's a little bit disconcerting. I would say that, you know, we're just going to talk about matchup stuff instead of like, I'm going to run down the field and you can't cover me, which is what Diggs mostly was for the Bills when you needed it. And you can't just decide that the guy you're going to draft is that good. You have to hope. But I'm not going to try to win a Super Bowl with, you know, all the tight ends myself.
That's... No, I don't even like how much they used two tight ends because of the Kincaid pick last year to throw another one into the mix. Like, what am I doing here? I mean, it's a crazy idea to me.
I think it's worth noticing or worth noting that Kelce's teams and Kittle's teams, like the top teams have often had the Patriots. It's fine to mention them. I mean, they did win championships. Like that's a fair point. The matchup stuff. And I think it's really valuable to have an elite tight end. Plus you don't have to pay them like a receiver because the market is way cheaper. So that's good. Maybe that's something the Bills, you know, that mattered to them when they drafted Kincaid, even like that. They're not going to have to pay like a Jefferson contract, if he happens to be the best in the league, it'll cost them way less. All right, thanks, Dan. Here is Pat next. Hi, Pat.
Hey, guys. Good evening. Man, I just depressed myself a little bit and went back about 20 years to see who the Bills drafted, and some guy named Lee Evans and another clown named J.P. Lawson around there. But I'm done being depressed now. I want to march forward now to this draft. I would love for them to get if Brian Thomas Jr. is going to be there from LSU that late. And I also look at the draft as this is a pretty talented draft all around, no matter what position you're looking at. So I feel that no matter who the Bills get, they're probably going to prosper at the position. It's not like the NBA where you get it's the top six players and everybody else just a crapshoot. But I think day one is definitely going to be very effective for the Bills. And day two, I wouldn't mind seeing them trade picks to look for the future.
Okay. You didn't like Lee Evans, by the way?
Yeah, Lee Evans was an excellent player.
I had a tough time focusing after that.
I said Lee Evans is fine, but I said Joker of a Lawson guy.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All right. Okay. I don't know about the draft overall. Like, this is not like something I'm doing work on, like grading these prospects. But I don't know how when you're looking at this is not a commentary on like the full seven rounds of it. But even the first round, you're hearing estimates as low as 15 first-round grades. Of those, how many are supposed to be receivers exactly? Like, if some team out there, like we've spent months talking about how rich this receiver draft is, hang out, you're going to be able to get your guy, it's fine, they're comparable enough, and then, we get a few days from it, and it's, I've got 21 first-round grades, I've got 15 first-round grades. If they're supposed to be six or seven first-round receivers, do they all have first-round grades on them? If there's only 15 guys with first-round grades, probably not. So I don't know about like how talented the whole thing is. It feels to me, it's weird to me. I know it's common for there not to be 32 first-round grades, but half sounds, or less than half, sounds dramatic.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, this is how I felt the entire last 2 months. Is that the guys at the bottom leave a little bit too much to be desired to be first-round picks. Size or production or age or injuries or whatever. Like, there's just something with each guy after the unanimously considered top three receivers who could all end up being picked in the top eight tonight. Two almost definitely in the top six. So that's why I think a trade down is best, because the receiver I would pick at 40, who could even be the same guy that you would pick at 28, right? One of these same players, potentially.
Yeah, Troy Franklin could be every bit as good as A.D. Mitchell or even Brian Thomas Jr.
Maybe one of the three of Thomas, Mitchell, and Worthy does not get picked tonight.
It's possible, yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, anything's possible. But no, yeah, I wouldn't definitively bet against that.
803-0550. The draft is tonight. It's getting tense. I'm up in my chair, as you can see if you're watching. I don't know if you can actually see that, but we are on Facebook Live, which has been real. It's been really fun. We thank our friends at Quilted Squirrel for presenting today's WGR Facebook Live draft show. When you're ready to generate more leads and grow your business, call Quilted Squirrel. We'll have more after this break here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.